Brother Christian, seest thou what a brave companion we have got? Surely this man will make a very excellent pilgrim. Why do you smile so strange?
This man with whom you are so taken will beguile you.
Do you know him then?
Yea, better than he knoweth himself.
Pray, what is he?
His name is Talkative, the son of one Saywell, who liveth both of them on Pratting Row.
This be Talkative of Pratting Row?
Aye.
This man is for any company and for any talk. As he talketh now with you about God, so will he talk about the circus and the races when he sitteth at the ale bench.
Indeed.
Yea. In fact, the more drink he hath in his crown, the more of these things he hath in his mouth. Religion hath no place in his heart, or house, or conversation.
Why, I had never guessed it. I have been, by him, quite deceived.
Yea, verily. He is one of them that say and do not. He talketh of prayer, of repentance, of faith, and of the new birth, but he knows but only to talk of them.
Say on more.
His house is totally empty of religion, and knoweth neither prayer nor repentance for sin. He is the very stain, reproach, and shame of religion to all that know him.
Then must he have occasioned the loss of many souls.
Aye.
And except God intervene, shall stumble many more.
He be a hypocrite, then.
Nay, but rather deceived. He knoweth not that in the judgment God looketh for fruit, rather than mere talk of fruit.
Then it seemeth that Paul spoke of this man, when he called some sounding brass and tinkling cymbals.
Aye.
By his words he shall never earn a place in heaven, even though he seemeth to speak with the tongue and voice of an angel.
Is there any hope of converting him?
Nay, he knoweth so much scripture that he counteth all besides himself as a fool, and so cannot be taught.
Then it profiteth us nothing to entertain his empty words. How shall we be rid of him?
Go speak to him of the practical power of religion on his heart. I warrant that thou shalt lose his ear forthwith.
I shall give it the try.
I shall pray for thy wisdom.